Mic check 23, mic check 23, 2023, 23rd of August. I'm saying so much crap, and it's because I drink too much whiskey before I start the podcast. And so this is a disclaimer, in case you hear anything and you're like, what the hell is this guy talking to? I've had a little too much to drink. Mic check 23. I swear, I feel like Asha doesn't get her flowers on God. Asha is a beast, but just cause your generation or our generation, anything that doesn't go through like the polls or people, you know, talking about it on Twitter, or you feel like somebody needs to win an award to be goated, Asha is the goat of music. Or one of the gods of music, anyways. And trust me, this is not the alcohol. Are you a believer? 2023, are you a believer? I'm a believer. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode, another edition of The Musings of a Random Nigerian. My name is Onolakpo, Onolamikpo on IG. Hey. This jam is hard. I'm a believer. Anyways, so welcome to another episode of The Musings of a Random Nigerian. Like I said, my name is Onolakpo, Onolamikpo on IG. Check me out on Twitter. There's so many other social media platforms. Great, so let's get started. What are we starting on? Okay. 2023 New Year resolutions. I hate that crap. I hate all the messages and, well, the generic messages, because I send messages out to, but to just the few people I love. So if you're listening and you didn't get a message from me, I don't love you. Okay, that is the alcohol talking. I obviously love you, but you know, go easy. People should go easy on this thing. This thing where you know, oh, 2022 taught me so much. I learned how to blah, 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 blah. And in this 2023, it's a new year. It's a new me. And then after 2 weeks, you're back to the same old self. Because face it, you are who you are. And it is what it is. So, you know what? Let's be calm. Rest, I beg. Rest. So 2023, new year, new resolutions. And, you know, people are writing so much. Well, for me, I'm just going to try and be a better person. And that's not a New Year thing. That's basically what you are supposed to spend all your life doing, improving, being a better version of yourself. So I beg, let's rest with all those too much to range you. By the way, I'm back in Abuja. Work starts tomorrow. God, I don't know. I think I've missed my colleagues in a way, but then at the same time, I enjoyed my break. God, I enjoyed my break. I think I'm going to be telling you guys so much, as in, I'll use my podcast to be giving insights on my private life. So my break was amazing. I traveled from Abuja to my hometown with my wife. And then, you know, we were there, and then I went to Lagos. I recorded the other podcast, the last episode, from Lagos. I went to see my boss, Ali Baba. I went to see Frank Donga. We spoke about so much. Like, shout out to Frank Donga. He has some amazing work coming through. Shout out to Gbenga Adeoti too. Some amazing work is coming, and you guys are not ready, off the charts. But I can't talk about it yet. And for my boss Alibaba, I think yesterday was the January 1st concert, which I tend to advertise so much, but I've never gone to one. And trust me, I'm going to go to the next year's one, by all means. But shout out to him for being a father, being a big brother and a friend. Those guys are awesome, right? And then shout out to so many other people. So I was in Lagos. Lagos was fun. Shout out to my friend Yemi, friend of 30BG. Shout out to him. Lagos was amazing. And then I went back to Ekiti, and then Christmas was awesome with my brother and his wife. Family came through. We were the hometown. It was crazy. It was awesome. And then from there, we went back to Lagos for my cousin. One of my favorite cousins was getting introduced. Thank God that I got married last year. Omodiano. I saw this girl just run, catch up, on the run introduction. I'm like, eh? So if I didn't move out of your way, that's how you people have come to come and meet me. Nah, wah. Okay, so when we were done with the introduction, okay then, there was this amazing highlight. We left Lagos and crashed in Redeem Camp. I got married in Redeem Camp. And for people that wonder about this affiliation with Redeem Camp, my mom is, I mean, she's a high rank Anglican member, but then again, there's this romance with the Redeem Church. And so, you know, we went to the Redeem Church, to Redeem Camp. And we slept over. And on the second night, we were supposed to leave on the second morning. But for some reasons, my brother and his wife had to do some things, which I'll talk about in maybe my next episode, yeah. Or the upper one. I don't know. And so we didn't leave. And I kid you not, the 28th of December, I got to meet myself, my wife, my sister-in-law, and my mom. We got to attend a private prayer with Daddy Gio and Mommy Gio. I'm talking about Pastor Ian, the boy, and his wife. A private prayer, when I say private prayer session, in their house, in the camp it was just probably about 10 of us in a room. It was amazing. It was an experience. I'm not one of these people that gets caught up with, you know, religious people and all that, but it was an experience, trust me. And then, anyways, after that, you know, came back to Ekiti, and then it was very much getting to that anticlimactic part where things are winding down and all that. And so, back to Abuja. I got back to Abuja on Saturday. Today is, I don't know, Monday or something, 31st. By the way, I took a Green Africa flight to Accra when I was going for my leave, but when I was coming back, I took Overland. You guys seriously need to work. I don't even know. Don't let me say you need to work on anything. It was a crappy experience. My ears are still ringing. I can't hear out of my left ear. Like when they say the rich also cry. I'm not saying I'm rich, but what I'm saying is, you know, you want to escape terrorism, you're worried about the country, about the road, security, blah, and then you fly, and in the long run, you're still not fine. I've been on meds, airdrops, whatever, allergy tablets. It's crazy. Overland Airways, I don't know if you're like this all the time, but this is the first time I'm flying you guys, and I will not be going back into Overland. Trash. By the way, for people listening, you can share your experiences about your worst, your best and your worst flight experience. Share with me. I want to find out if I'm the only one. So for me, Green Africa has been the best. Airpiece is a really nice, they have nice equipment and all that and stuff and everything, but their services are trash. They're never on time. I'm not flying them again. So far for me, Green Africa has been the best. So share your experiences. If you're listening on Anchor, I think you can drop comments, and I will try and put up something maybe on my IG or the IG of the podcast where you guys can share your comments. I want to know about your best and worst experiences on a flight. Right. So, as I was saying, back to Abuja. All right, so you're still on to the TMRM podcast. I don't know, I just feel like listening to a lot of music while I'm talking to you people. And speaking of music, wait till I hear say Odogwu Duna. Well, I was on Twitter yesterday, or was it today, and I heard that you guys, well, some people are pissed off about something that Burna Boy said to his fans on stage at his concert. I mean, he came late, I paid this, blah, blah, blah. You know what? One of the things that I've realized when it comes to reacting to stuff you were not, you know, able to witness on your own is that it's very tricky, it's very dicey. But from the short clip that I listened to, this man said, upon that you said, Fela, my mother danced for Fela, I still love you, upon the fact that you said blah, 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 you know, he reeled off some things that he obviously kept in his mind, and then he's like, I still love you, and if you don't love me back, God punish you. And I wrote it very jokingly, but very seriously on Twitter, like, no, there's a caveat. He said, if you don't love him, so if you love him, God won't punish you. Why all of you are angry? Why are you acting like you people won't do the same? Anyways, I'm not supporting him. I've never been a big Burna Boy fan. Not really. I like some of his music, but there. Odogudon give una water, and herself come they return and water. Everybody go do what, last, they are right. This guy is prophetic, actually. It's like he has been saying all these things before. He has told you people that last, you people will be all right. All of us will be all right in 2023. Anyways, I'm not going to be doing very long versions of my podcast, so I'm rounding up. Finally, let's move off from this burner. Boy, the last thing I want to talk about today is Yeah, again on Twitter, I was talking to some people. We were talking about this Jackpa thing. I know I will not leave this Jackpa topic alone because it's a very interesting topic to me. So apparently there's a Nigerian nurse who was in the UK, and then simply because there was an influx of so many other Nigerian nurses, she is trying to move away from the UK and she's trying to go to the US, and people were pissed. Somebody is like, oh, wait, are you not supposed to be happy Nigerians are coming around? I beg you, quote me on this in future. And don't misquote me, by the way. What I'm trying to say, first of all, I'm a Nigerian. I love Nigeria. I want to be a Nigerian for the rest of my life. However, we have constantly shown that we can be a very confused, wicked people, right? And from my own experiences, when I used to live in the UK, trust me, if you Jackpa now, let me give you advice. When you get there, don't over fraternize with Nigerians. Just because a Nigerian has moved out of the country doesn't take the Nigerian out of the person. You can take a Nigerian out of Nigeria, but you can't take the Nigerian out of a Nigerian. Do you get me? You can't take Nigeria out of that Nigerian. We're still, you know, largely a people who are wired to look for loopholes, who try to go on the fast lane, live the fast life, you know, at the expense of other people's happiness, at the expense of people's welfare and well-being. So do not be deceived. Don't go and be fraternizing unnecessarily. And I underline that word unnecessarily with Nigerians. Learn, live, you know, mingle with new cultures. Try and understand the differences and similarities and everything. I've always said it, if I'm going to move out of Nigeria again, I'm not going to live around Nigerians. I'm not going to a Nigerian church. I'm not going to hang out at Nigerian spots. I want to be a bit far away. I want to let other cultures, you know, permeate me. I want to have a mix. I want to have a feel. Somebody was, you know, talking about the bad experiences that he had with Nigerians where he almost got arrested. And we got into this conversation. I'm like, I know what you're talking about, because Nigerians like to take advantage of people. You know, when you come into a new country and you're new, you don't know your way around, you don't know where to live, you're looking for a job, you're looking for happiness, for friends, for family, for a relationship. If you enter the wrong Nigerian's hands, they will show you pepe, Yoruba boy or not. By the way, shout out to all Nigerians who are all around the globe, you know, giving us a good record and doing us well. Onabi the real Odogu. But for the others, you people can take your shout out from DJ X-Men. I be waiting for that DJ where they say, this is football, anything can happen. Not be only football. Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the podcast. I'm just looking for one very nice jam to, you know, lead y'all out. But in the absence of finding anything, you people should still be listening to this one first. So like I said, if you're listening on Anchor, react, try and pin your comments, things you want me to do better, things you feel I can add, you know. I'm open to very constructive criticism, and also the ones that are not constructive. No. If you not love me, I love you too. If you not love me, passing you the mic, Sungbalaja, God punish you now. I know, deal. I'm just kidding. And by the way, it's not your call. Trust me. Alright guys, thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. Be good. Hope you have an amazing 2023. Until the next time we are together, be good. Take care. Ciao.